being unattractive will set you free. And that's such a big statement to say. I just want to say the male gaze is exactly why you think you're ugly. The male gaze is exactly why you don't think you're attractive. The male gaze is exactly why you look down on yourself. The male gaze, I hate it. And we need to like dial down into that, because the moment that you decenter men in your life is the moment that you step to the forefront, is the moment that your identity forms, is the moment that you actually find your own fucking style. Like, I'm being so for real. When we talk about the male gaze, y'all, it's a concept and a feminist theory, and it describes a way that visual and literature, like the Kim K's and Marilyn Monroe's, and this isn't slut shaming or whatever it is, it's just like the depiction of how a woman should look like that's blasted all over our media, blasted in front of us. It's a world that was created by masculine men who are heterosexual. It's from their perspective and suggests that women are often portrayed and only desirable when we dress a certain way, when we look a certain way. And it's all because we are objects of the male pleasure rather than as full autonomous individuals. That is such a big statement to say. From my experience, you know, I'm married. I'm a full-blown married woman, and I remember growing up as a kid, like, I swear to God, y'all, like, the boys were not coming to Janelle. I was seen as a prude. I was seen as this. I was seen as that, but I grew up with a mother who never actually centered the male gaze. So for me, growing up, I would wear, like, my big frumpy t-shirts. I'd wear leggings. I always hid and covered my body because I never wanted men to actually find me desirable or actually find me attractive. I didn't even want girls to see what was underneath because I didn't want there to be anything. I didn't want there to ever be a perception about me besides my mind and beyond my mind. And I feel like the competitiveness that's created between men when it comes to women is oftentimes we'll slut shame or we'll bring another woman down because the patriarchy has created this narrative that, you know, it's always a competitive energy. We're not enough if we don't look this way. And that's like why a lot of times, like when we go through like friendship breakups or if our significant other or boyfriend cheats on us, or even if our girlfriend cheats on us or whatever, we immediately start comparing ourselves to them. But that's just how the patriarchy was designed. It was designed to make us hate ourselves. You find so much beauty when you decide to be unattractive. And I'm not saying giving up on like your pleasures of getting your hair done, your makeup done, because babes, I love getting my hair done. I love getting my makeup done. But do I want this every single day? Absolutely not. I like the enjoyment of being able to ebb and flow and do whatever the fuck I want to do, look however I want to look. And when I dress up, I'm dressing up for myself. Like, period. I dressed up because I want to dress up for this damn podcast. The other day, I went to dinner with my husband. I said, babe, we went to a nice restaurant. I said, babe, I think I'm going to wear a black frumpy sweatsuit with some tabbies. He said, okay, babe, do you. I'll match your fly. And that's just how it should be. You should be able to exist in a way that is attractive, because I don't think you realize when you actually decenter men, you are making yourself so valuable to the point that you are never, ever, ever going to be able to be replaced. We were created in a patriarchy that makes us replaceable, because it's so easy to replace a woman that is just an object for men, a woman that is supposed to only be for men, a woman that is supposed to make herself look a certain type of way for men. And dressing up and wearing pretty dresses and getting your hair done, that should be something that's for you and not for anyone else. I get so many questions that ask, where people ask me, well, you and your husband, like, how was it? And blah, 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 this. Like, I'm trying to find a husband and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, dude, like, I'm not even trying to be funny. Me and my husband crossed paths because we both were decentering men and women in our life. Like, he wasn't dating. I wasn't dating anyone. And it was just all about my aura. Like, I am a mean girl to men. I don't want you to look at me. I do not want you to fucking talk to me. I don't want you to waste my time. And I think a big reason why I covered up my body so much growing up is because I never wanted anyone to see what was underneath so they could use me. And then I fall into this pit and then they could compare me to someone else the moment they did this. And I know that's like a very negative way and a very negative mindset to have. But y'all, I'm being so fucking for real. We have to be very realistic. I feel like I was covering up my body growing up because I was actually incredibly fucking insecure. I knew I didn't look like the other girls. I knew I didn't have big boobs. I knew I didn't have a big butt. I knew I wasn't curvy. I knew I ran cross country. I knew that I was literally like a size 3, and I felt so much guilt in being so fucking skinny because the guy I was talking to at the time wanted me to be bigger in size and have a fat ass. And that's not practical when you're fucking 15 years old. Like, that's having a young woman's body, and our body is changing and our body is morphing. So give yourself the freedom to be unattractive to men. So the right one can come into your place and come into your space, or you don't have to do one at all. You don't even have to be around them at all. So I want to deconstruct this and actually dive into it. The pursuit of beauty is, I don't want y'all to get triggered by me, but the number one group of people that I feel like are the most, that I've witnessed, that have been the most insecure, are usually models. Because them themselves are constantly having to live up to an unrealistic expectation that is almost inaccessible. From Mounjaro to Ozempic to being the perfect size for modeling. That's why we see so many creators, content creators who model and stuff, who are constantly regurgitating, where even if they're plus size, like, oh, body positivity and body this, is because they basically have to chant against a patriarchy that is constantly telling us that we are not enough. It's kind of hard when you live and you work in a career where it is about your physical features and your physiques. And I would probably say it's the same thing with, most likely, honestly and truly, with beauty pageants. Becoming unattractive is really about giving up on a world that is constantly making you and telling you that you are not enough. It's throwing in the towel and walking away and becoming your own form of beauty. When you ask yourself, what is the male gaze? It's such an important question because that means that you are already trying to break free from it. Here's how the male gaze may actually affect your personal and beauty standards. And I actually wrote these out, so hear me out. Number one, you measure yourself by how desirable you look. You might not just be asking, do I like how I look, but instead, would someone want me? Two, that's the male gaze sneaking in, telling you your worth is tied to whether others, especially men, find you attractive. Three, it makes you super hyper-focused on being pretty over being whole. Makes you super hyper-focused on being pretty over being whole. Hear me when I say that. Instead of thinking about how you feel in your body, instead of thinking about how you feel in this outfit, you prioritize how you might appear to other people, which is insane, which creates discomfort in shoes, which just creates discomfort in your body, which just creates overall discomfort instead of thinking about how you will feel in it, instead of expecting people to obsess over it. You might obsess over how your stomach looks when you sit, how symmetrical your face is. I'm sorry, I sleep on the right side of my face, so of course it's gonna be uneven. You might even obsess over if your skin is clear. And I understand and recognize that to some degree, I do 1000% have pretty privilege. I have light skin privilege, and I do want to fully acknowledge that because it isn't an even playing field. I am a lot more digestible than my gorgeous women with warmer hues. I totally see that. I totally get that. But damn, some of the most beautiful women in the world are the most insecure. And I've met women who don't fit like the status quo, who don't fit the mold, who are just their aura, their beauty. It's on a whole other level. And like, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And the moment that you decenter the male gaze is the moment that you're going to start finding beauty in everything, every person, people with unique stories. Another point that I want to make too is like, the male gaze reduces your identity to just an aesthetic. Not a full living human being. You're no longer actually a human being. You feel pressured to fit a narrow mold. Even though beauty is supposed to be subjective, the male gaze pushes one dominant image. Thin, but curvy. Sexy, but innocent. What? Youthful, but polished. Like, y'all, it's too much. I can't keep up with it. And you might feel wrong if you don't look like that. Even though most of the world doesn't. You might feel guilty of not wanting to be seen. You know, everyone has days where you don't want to be looked at, but then you feel bad about it. Like, you're failing femininity somehow because you just don't want to be seen. You don't want to go out. You don't want to have intercourse. You just don't want to, and that's okay. You internalize your beauty value, and there's the hardest one. You might find it difficult to believe you're enough without being attractive. Because the male gaze teaches you that beauty is not just a bonus, it's the currency. breaking from that mindset can feel like losing power until you realize you're reclaiming it. I really want to talk about the financial aspect of keeping up with these beauty standards. And it's really hard. We have to be kinder to each other as women because we are simply just trying to exist in a society where we were never, ever actually fit to be anything else but desirable to men. That's why it's harder in careers. That's why it's even harder with content. It's such a competitive atmosphere, such a competitive career, because we were only meant to fit this mold of being a mother or being a sex object or being a plaything or just even being an object. There, the world did not pave a way for us to be anything other than that. Until this day, and I feel like we're kind of going backwards in a way, especially in lieu of like Ozempic and semaglutide. That's been really interesting to me because it's like, you are not pretty unless you're skinny. I had went to go get blood work done, and y'all, kid you not, the lady that was doing my blood work, my results came back. I have high cortisol levels. So many people have high cortisol levels. Her answer to me was that I should get on semaglutide GLP-1. And I just thought to myself, I was like, so you think that being skinny is going to solve the fact that I have brain fog? Being skinny is going to solve the fact that I feel fatigue? Being skinny is going to solve my cortisol levels? I just thought that was just such an insane thing. It's in front of us. It's in our news articles. It's all around us. Something constantly telling us that we are not enough. The way that you can completely deconstruct the male gaze is allow yourself to find attraction within your own self. And that starts with identity shifting. That also starts with unplugging. Unplug from social media. I'm being so real when I say this. Start hitting that unfollow button. Like dead ass. Start clicking not interested. You don't need to see a BBL if you're trying to work on yourself. Like, it's so funny. One of my best friends, she was talking to me and she's like, I used to want a BBL so bad, you know. She's like, she was saving up money for it. And I was like, yeah. I was listening to it. And she goes, you want to know what's so crazy? She said, ever since I've decentered men in my life, she said, all I kept thinking about, she's like, all I think about now, she's like, I can't believe I wanted a BBL so bad. It's just the only reason why I wanted a BBL. She's like, I was going to spend like $20,000 on this BBL was because I wanted the man behind me to be like, damn, her ass is fat. Damn, her ass looks good. And I thought that was just, and she's like, and it's just so crazy that I used to think like that without even realizing it, that I was going to spend all this money and, you know, change my body and change the way I look and change who I am because I wanted it to be desirable. There's a difference between wanting to do something for yourself, but to some degree, would plastic surgery, would all of these body modifications actually be a real thing if we weren't being plastered and blasted and seeing people constantly that don't look like us? It is becoming more rare to see older people aging. Like, it's just so different, y'all. We're living in such different times. Becoming unattractive is so beautiful when it comes to self-identity. And the reason why I say this is because you just need to start asking yourself, like, why do I need to be attractive to other people? Like, can attraction only be like, you know, accessible, like, from my looks? Can I be attractive in my mind? And then it's weird because once you do all of it, once you become so dependent on being attractive all the time and for the male gaze, you kind of are left leaving a little hollow. A lot of us are in relationships, and we might be in healthy relationships, and there's a part of us that's like, what if he looks the other way? What if he checks another girl out? And it's just like, it's a sour, sad, and depleted way of thinking, but it is just such a real point to make. As we become ugly and when we start breaking up and just completely walking away from society's standards of like what we should look like, it's the more that we value ourselves and find ourselves. So it's time to break up with it. I'm telling you right now, like, I had made a post on social media, not to get off topic, and I do like a lot of fashion content. I do dresses. My style is dresses, masculine. Like, it's just like a healthy mix of the two. And someone commented and someone was like, this is the ugliest, unflattering outfit ever. It doesn't flatter your curves or anything like that. And I'm like, I kind of had to laugh at myself because I'm like, this is fashion and this is style when you're not doing it for the male gaze. And the girls that get it, they get it. They totally get why I'm doing it the way that I'm doing it. They totally get why I'm moving the way that I'm moving. They totally get why I'm dressing the way that I dress. And I so appreciate it. Like, I literally was like I was on a walk with my husband. And he's like, do you feel like your style is like tomboy? I said, No, babe, I think my style is just me. Like, I like an oversized polo because I think it's so stylish. I like some baggy jeans because I think it's so stylish. I like pairing it with a really nice pointy-toed heel because I think it's so stylish. I love a big gold hoop because it's stylish. I love a slick back bun. I like wearing a tie. Sometimes I want to wear a dress because my fashion sense and my aura is not dependent on how a man might find me attractive. You just have to learn how to exist beyond the way that people perceive you. And maybe you've had a mother and you've had women in your life who you hang out with, or people that have raised you, women who have told you that your value is based around your appearance. And you might feel good, but ignorance is bliss. And I think you feel good because you're ignorant and you don't even realize you're doing it. But if you're someone watching this video, then there's a part of you that wants to decenter it and find yourself. When I tell you, like, decentering it is, like, the true cusp of, like, cultivating and finding identity, I genuinely mean it. You know, I used to have friends growing up that I had a very hard time being around, especially when we got around the age of 19, because every time we went out, it was like, I need to talk to this dude, and what are you wearing? Let's dress up like this, and let's dress up like that. And we would be at bars, and we'd be at places, and my friends would spend more time trying to catch dudes and ask me how they look, and more time taking pictures in the bathrooms and stuff like that, opposed to like us just actually having a good fucking time. The male gaze might actually be ruining your fun. It might actually be ruining the time that you have, the time to enjoy yourself. Become unattractive for them so you can become attractive to you and attract the people that actually matter in your life. Attract relationships, because having a relationship, and I know it's hard to believe that men can be good and wholesome, but actually having a relationship with someone that isn't just nice to women that they're attractive to, but just nice to all women, being in a relationship with someone that has decentered his own masculinity, that is a dream and that is a goal, and it is so possible, because the moment that you decenter men from your life is the moment that you're not going to be able to tolerate the bullshit. You're going to be able to see when someone isn't comfortable with their own masculinity or their own sexuality, or even women in that matter, because, you know, even if you are into girls and are into women, yeah, there is a lot of centering someone else. And I guess the story that I'm saying is stop centering one, center yourself, stop centering any gender, but most importantly, decenter men so you can step into your own self. Decentering men is really about learning how to just completely shift your focus. And if no one's told you, you are beautiful. Okay. You might not look like me. You might look completely different than me. I might look completely different than you. But you are beautiful. And we have to redefine it. I don't actually enjoy being around women who do not look unique, or who do not behave unique, or who do not have a sense of self. I want to be around wonderful and beautiful women who are creative, who are bold, who have shaved head, colorful hair, hair like mine, wears makeup, doesn't want to wear makeup. I want to be around women that are doing it for themselves. This is a powerful mindset shift, and it's often really rooted in feminist, because it's about self-empowering ourselves in spaces that don't accept us. It can look so different depending on the context. Yes, of course, dating, work, friendships, personal life, personal identity. But here is how to start with decentering it. Number one, you have to reframe your narrative. You have to ask, whose voice is centered in my thoughts? Is it my mom telling me that I need to do this to get a husband? Is it my family saying this? Is it my friends that wants to go out and just find men at the bar? We could go to bookstores and learn about ourselves and go on cute little coffee dates. Instead of making decisions based on what men want and women that might try to push you to center men, you might think or prefer to start asking what you want, value, and enjoy. And really ask yourself that. What do I like? What do I value and enjoy? You need to consume media that doesn't center men, okay? You know, one of my favorite shows to watch is when I think of action movies, especially with men, especially James Bond, there's always a woman in it, all the time. And she's always hot. She's always sexy. Halle Berry coming out the water with her fine ass, you know. But one of my favorites is John Wick, because John Wick is mourning the loss of his wife, you know. And I like watching it because there isn't a love interest. It's just a man in deep mourning. That's just an example because so much media is centered around men. Even like when we watch rom-coms, The Holiday is one of my faves. It's always centered around men, happiness, value in men. Books, podcasts, films, music, there's so much that isn't about men or romantic relationships with them. So create media, follow people that uplifts women, queer joy, or personal growth outside of the male gaze. 3, you have to reclaim your time and attention. That is such a powerful one to me. You have to notice where you're spending emotional or mental labor on men, especially those who haven't earned it. Earned it. You need to practice redirecting that energy to yourself, your community, and your creative pursuits. Stop shifting your life for men who will not shift for you. 4, you need to start you need to challenge your own internalized beliefs. You know, like instead of doing, will he like this? It's, do I like this? Instead of saying, what if he thinks I'm too much? You need to say, I'm not here to be small, baby. The strength, female and non-male relationships. You really have to invest in more platonic, supportive, and empowering connection with women and non-men. Female friendships are so important. I don't want to be around a girl that's like, I've never gotten along with women, blah, blah, blah. This, you're right. You don't get along with women because you're a little doll that was made for the boys. You're a little doll on a shelf and they pull you down and play with you whenever you want it. You're right. You don't get along with women because you were made in a factory for men and you've just eaten up the cake. Relationships with strong women, relationships with non-men. These always get sidelined when men are prioritized. My biggest compliment from my friends is my single friends is when they say, Janelle, even like, sometimes my friends will come over and they're like, oh, Luke can come. It's fine. Luke can come. I'm like, no, girl, Luke can stay back. They're like, you know, he can come. And I love when my friends make comments and say, every time I'm with you and Luke, I don't feel like a third wheel. Like, I'm having a really good time with you. And being in a relationship with someone that's like, go hang out with your girls, go hang out with your friends, it is absolutely wonderful. Females are so beautiful. And if you find good ones, it's usually the ones that don't center men. When I got cyberbullied online, I was dealing with women that centered men. And it was just a very difficult time. And it was women that are not allowed to be in their true and feminine power. 6, you really have to detox from romantic relationships before jumping into another one. It's okay to want love. Like when I hear girls saying, how did you meet your husband? And it's like, I really don't have an answer besides the fact that like I don't do it for the boys. When you become so consumed by dating romance, especially with men, it can make it hard to see your own worth clearly because you're just like, I have to find, you're like putting yourself like on this goddamn contract where you have to hit these points, but those points weren't created by us. It was created by men because women tend to age out of their worthiness. When it comes to men, we start to age out of what is seen as desirable. When you turn 40, they toss you aside. And it's crazy. And my favorite stories are women that are constantly reclaiming. Like, I think of Tracee Ellis Ross, and I just, like, I always say to my husband, I was like, if I didn't meet you, that would be me. I would be Tracee Ellis Ross. Because, like, you just, I hate that we put ourselves on the schedule. And when you learn how to detox from romantic obsession, you start to see your own worth clearly, and then everything will flow to you. 7, you need to practice saying no. You need to practice saying no to emotional caretaking. You need to stop prioritizing a man's comfort over your own needs. You need to stop shrinking yourself to avoid intimidating or upsetting a man. These are like things that I recommend because I just want you to know that like your beauty is full blown within you. And it's going to come to you at the height of it all when you decide to stop obsessing romantically over relationships, when you stop feeling wrong about the way that you look, unless it's for the male gaze. The male gaze is why you think you're ugly. And this is how you can break free. It's time to break free and reclaim your power. Relationships and love is absolutely beautiful, but it is time to completely decenter men. These are some of my tips, my tricks, my nooks and my cranny. Yes, I'm using my microphone, but I hope you guys love this video. There's way more on the To All The People podcast. I'm let me know what you think, because this was just so on my heart heavy. And I think the older that I'm getting, especially like at almost 30, you know, I was having a conversation with my husband. And I was just like, babe, like, I think it's really time for like us to move. And he was just like, talk to me more about it. I said, I'm really unhappy here. I feel like the older that I'm becoming, the more that I want to be around people that are creative and flowy and beautiful and inside and out and just have aura and, you know, things about that. And like, you know, living in the South, like, you see, you know, I'm walking on the trail and I see like 7 or 8 of the same strollers and the same friend group wearing the same Lululemon set. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just that I'm not there. There's so much that I want to offer myself before I am forced to stop it all. But I don't actually ever want to be forced to stop it all. Decentering men is how you find true and real freedom. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am really trying to get on my YouTube Zoom and my podcast Zoom. So I'll see you guys in my next vlog. And I wish you all the best. I love you all. Bye.